With Australia Post expecting record online deliveries to rural areas, businesses in small towns have been left to ponder their future. Online is hurting small business, with some moving away from a physical presence on the main street to selling their wares online. Two businesses in small towns of the Upper Hunter are moving away from shop fronts to do business online, and it's a situation that could see more businesses follow suit. High overheads, staffing and competition from major retailers' online activities are forcing retailers to refocus their business activities. For most of those who continue with a physical presence, the key to survival is adding online sales and social media. Wayne Parkinson owns a scone business and says he wouldn't survive without social media.
Facebook's been our story at the moment. We basically, when we have any new stock comes in, we'll take photo of the stock and then we post that out. And then basically that then just goes out through a web of just likes. So every time we get a new product in, we'll actually put it on. It's in store. Then we start getting inboxes. Can you hold this? Can you hold that? And which we basically do. So most of our now, any time we go online and post something, we'll get anywhere from 5 to 15 requests to hold certain items, which we do.
It does translate into sales quite easily.
Very much so. Yeah. Very, very much so. Also, it's a good tool to market different areas in different towns. So we can market from Scone. We can market in Denman for cricket gear. Which we done last, or this year we done for Muswellbrook. So now we're getting a lot of people from Muswellbrook coming to Scone because we've got cricket gear, save them having to go to Maitland and Newcastle.
An actual web page, that's still to come?
The web page at the moment, it's now under construction, but we're building into the stage where we can actually do online ordering direct off our website, our web page. So we'll be able to hold more of a stock online than we can actually ever hold in the shop. So people will be able to go online, they'll be able to click on it, and we'll be able to get it in for them.
If you didn't move in this direction with social media and have no online presence whatsoever, no Facebook, no Twitter, do you think you would struggle to survive as a small business in a small country town?
Oh, without it, yeah, without a doubt, I reckon. And there's stuff that we actually taught people to go to some of our suppliers' websites and check their websites out, and then come back to us and we'll order directly off their web, like from there, because we're wholesale. So I reckon it's an absolute must.
Scone business owner Wayne Parkinson. And while using social media has its advantages, there's also a dark side to platforms such as Facebook. And for all the good social media can do, it also has an underbelly. And that's been evident during recent weeks when addressing two major issues in the Upper Hunter. The first of the ugly side of social media cropped up in the wake of the Planning Assessment Commission's recommendation the Drayton coal mine project not go ahead. It was a land use issue, mining versus farming. Angry mine workers, their friends, families and the business community took to Facebook to vent their frustration. Some threatened to barbecue horses and spread weed killer on the studs' pastures, and in a few cases threatened to harm individuals. Hunter Thoroughbred Breeders President Cameron Collins was able to brush aside the comments.
We tend not to take a lot of notice of that kind of thing. I think when people are upset, as they obviously are at this time, then they need to blow off some steam. So, you know, look, that's part of life. I don't think anyone has too many concerns about that. What we need to do now is understand that one of the industries has not benefited from this decision, and that the community needs to pull together at the moment and work out ways that we can continue to develop the region's economy without this mine.
The Hunter Police were forced to issue a warning over another issue. Police say they were disgusted by a post made on Facebook which included photographs taken of a local Muslim family. The anti-Islamic caption was reportedly attached to the pictures, including the claim, "Not welcome." Detective Inspector Tim Seymour says the administrators of social media pages can be held to account when hateful messages are posted.
Say to the greater community that police won't tolerate any vilification of people due to religious or racial backgrounds. It's just certainly unsatisfactory. There's not much in the way of any other language to describe it other than outrageous. Those people can find themselves subject to the sanctions of the law, most definitely. So I would urge all people to show restraint, to respect each other, and not indulge in such ridiculous behaviour.